The federal government released a comprehensive report yesterday which clearly stated that climate change is real and is impacting the U.S. in a serious way right now, and the damage will only get worse. And for more, let's head to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Michael Girard, professor at Columbia University and director of the Law School's Center for Climate Change Law. Professor, so the report says that climate change poses serious threats to our health, economy, and infrastructure, but it doesn't include any policy recommendations, and for somebody like you, that's got to be a little disappointing. So why is that, do you think?
Well, it does make it very clear that we need to decarbonize the economy and move away from fossil fuels. But the central mandate of the report was to look at the impact that climate change has had on the United States and the effect that it will have in the coming decades, and that it did very thoroughly.
Let's talk about some of those effects. You know, a lot of times in just casual conversations about climate change, we talk about the dangers to health, the dangers to the environment. But this talks about the economic impacts and how really kind of drastic those could be. Can you go over some of those?
Yeah, they said that it could reduce the size of the U.S. economy by about 10% by the end of the century. By some other estimates, that's even low when you look at the effect that it would have on agricultural productivity, real estate values, water supply, public health, logistics. Throughout the economy, there will be very negative impacts.
Okay, so this report was released by the federal government. That's a big, you know, nebulous kind of thing. And who was it? Which body released it? And we're talking about a federal government that's headed by a guy named President Donald Trump, who's not necessarily on the same page as this.
Well, more than 20 years ago, Congress mandated that this report be issued. It came out from 13 federal agencies. It represents a consensus of these 13 different federal agencies coming together under something called the United States Global Change Research Program. It does not look like the White House affected the contents of it, although they did decide to release it on Black Friday to try to minimize the news coverage.
You know, this also comes as this week a judge again delayed a lawsuit, which was brought by a group of children and teenagers suing the federal government for not doing enough to fight climate change. Do we think this report might have any impact on that case?
Well, the case pretty much resoundingly reaffirms the core factual assertions in that lawsuit about the devastating effect that climate change will have on future generations. So if the Department of Justice were to try to argue that that is not the case, this, I think, would kill off that argument. The report basically nails these core factual assertions in the lawsuit. There are lots of other legal issues, but those factual assertions, I think, are rock solid.
Michael, what do you hope will come of this report? Who should see it and do something based on it?
Well, I hope that Congress takes a serious look at it. We know that the incoming Democratic House of Representatives will take it seriously. I am much less confident in the Senate or the current White House. But I think that corporations and other entities around the country need to think seriously about how do they prepare for all of these impacts that the report predicted. And regardless of what the government does, private entities really need to be preparing for all these events.
Yeah, and along those lines, especially given the economic impacts that this report details, wouldn't it be in business's best interest to sort of take it upon itself to initiate some changes?
Absolutely. Private businesses as well as public infrastructure agencies. If you're going to be rebuilding a road or an airport runway or building a new building, you don't want to do it in a way that we now know is highly vulnerable in 30 or 40 or 50 years.
Professor, thanks so much for coming on this morning. That's Michael Girard, who is professor at Columbia University and director of the Law School's Center for Climate Change Law.